Acts in chapter 7, verse 9. And the patriarchs becoming envious. You can't stop people from becoming anything. You can't. It's not in your power. How will he be preaching Jesus? Let's kill him. You can't stop them, but they can't kill you. Why will she be successful? We will deal with him. You can't stop them, but you can change yourself. Change yourself to understand that there's nothing they can do. A lot of times you can't change people. You can't stop people, but you can handle yourself. The judge shall live by faith. You put your faith line on. Say, put on the shield of faith. Just put on your shield of faith. You can't stop them. Put on your shield of faith. You can, at least you can do that. Then they will know that you too have control. Isn't this a good sermon? They are hearing some secrets. And the patriarchs becoming envy. There was nothing Joseph could do to stop them. They became envy. Why? Because they saw God was on Joseph, but God was on them too. Why were they angry? You can't stop people, but you can keep yourself. Can you stop what I'm thinking? Of course not. But I can stop your thinking from affecting me. Oh yeah, in the name of Jesus. Because all the things that the only thing that will affect me is the thinking of God. I will. Boo! Hallelujah. That's why it's called the shield of faith. So becoming envious, they sold him into slavery. An envious heart will never wish you good. Oh. I hope you know that. But God was with. Hey, that finishes the sermon. But God was with him. Is God with you today? Yes. Come on. Is God with you today? Yes. Isn't it amazing that everywhere he makes it clear that I will never leave you, I will never leave you, I will be with you, I will not forsake you. God is with you. And look at God being with you, just see that the presence of the Lord was with him. He carried that presence everywhere. God was with him, but he is up to you now to allow that presence to manifest. And that's where faith comes in. But God was with him. And so what happened? And help me, church, delivered him from some of the troubles. I say again, from some of the troubles. The one where they buried you, the one where they caught you, the one where they made you miserable, the one where, whatever they have planned, no divination, no sorcery, no enchantment against Jacob. He delivered him from what? Oh. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord does what? Delivers from them all. Delivers him from them all. From all of them. So God will not leave anyone. He will clear them out. We have a good God. And delivered me out of all his troubles, and he did not stop there. See, don't make the mistake of creating trouble for a righteous man. God will take him higher than you can ever dream of. That one delivered him from all of his troubles. He now gave him favor. Devil, you should have left him alone. So they were planned to kill you. Get ready to celebrate life upon life. Not just life, supernatural life. They planned that you would die in poverty. Get ready to make many millionaires out of your own pocket in Jesus' name. Because when the devil talks, he's a liar. From the beginning, he's always told lies. It is his native language. So what do you do with lies? Just turn around to the opposite direction. You see someone, you say, you are useless. And the man knows I'm not useless. Then that means that you are not useless. That means that you are extremely useful. Expect the opposite. Hello? Because every good and perfect gift comes from God. So every prophecy that says you are going to die, let me assure you in the name of Jesus, you will see your children still die. In the name of Jesus! You say, who says thus saith when the Lord has not spoken? What I'm telling you is what the Lord has said. I'm saying, thus saith the Lord. And you can confirm it in the Bible. Then the Lord gave him what? Favor. And you should have left him alone. You know what happened to Jesus is what is happening to we, his own, because we are like him. He said, what's happening to us? Had they known, they would not have crucified the king of. It was the greatest mistake. It was an eternal mistake. Had they known, they should have left you untroubled. Because now God is stopping at no small level to prove that he is the one behind you. He will deliver you from 1,000 troubles and even from 1,001 troubles. He will grant you favor. He will give you wisdom in the name of Jesus. And it doesn't just stop there. When he's giving you wisdom and favor, it will be in the presence of those who matter. They should have left you alone. They made a mistake. That their meeting of last year against you this year, it was a mistake. They make the meeting, they will meeting. Mistake! You are doing a meeting, you are holding a meeting against the righteous. We have the blood of Jesus. Say favor.
Favor.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Promotion. I have another scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Oh, Mashula Mosira Bakasata Labalababa. Glory. 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 I say, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. He says, I will rejoice in him and be glad. I will extol your love more than wine. Come on, he said.
Draw me unto you and let us run together. I will rejoice in him and be glad.
It is
Jesus that's in my heart.
It is Jesus
that's in my heart.
It is Jesus
that's in my
heart. Jesus, the Son of God. Come on, tell them what will happen to you this year. I will rejoice in him and be glad. Woo! I will extol your love more than wine. Ha, ha. Draw me unto you and let us run together.
Hey, hey.
I will rejoice in him and be glad. Heaven will be sweet, oh. But you know, our heaven has started from here. Because we are completing him who is the head of all principalities and powers. Even the way you are seated here, you are sitting with him in the heavenly places at the right hand of God the Father above all. So you can wield authority here. You can experience heaven right now. And when you get there, there will be no limit. That's the truth. 1 Corinthians. Here, Paul, chapter 15, look at verse 9. There was once I was opening a scripture. And I struggled with it. So I read what I opened. My sermon changed. Pata, pata. I could not stop talking on that verse for the next 1 hour. I said, God, I not but he's always merciful and gracious to his own. Incredible God. Ah, he says unchangeable, 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 unchangeable. Unchangeable, unchangeable God. Unchangeable. Your circumstance cannot change him. He will change your circumstance. Hey!
Unchangeable, unchangeable God. Unchangeable, unchangeable.
If he says he will keep you, he will keep you.
Unchangeable.
If he says he will provide for you, he will provide for you. If he says he will heal you, he will heal you.
Unchangeable, unchangeable God.
Now hear Paul. Paul said, 15:9. I am the least of the apostles who am not even worthy to be called worthy. There's a place for humility. It always exhorts. Why? Because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of, somebody say, grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet, not I, but what? The grace of God, which was with me, but God was with him. Ladies and gentlemen, I realize that the presence of God will not only deliver, he perfects. The reason I read this is to say, if you want to see this supernatural favor in your life, then you will agree with God. You see, God does not shove things down the throats of men. No. That's why he has made you and I in his image after his likeness. The truth is this, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. That is spiritual. Science doubled onto it and they made it the law. And these are the laws that govern everything on earth. The three laws of thermodynamics. You say, what do you mean? Go and ask Lazarus and the beggar. What they did on earth appeared in heaven. And it was the result. It was the result. He said, do not be deceived. God can never be mocked. Whatever seed you sow into another man's life, you will reap. So what are we talking about? So the truth is this. If you want to see something that God has done and settled for your life, then you must deliberately cooperate with God. You must. You know why? Because he created you in his image after his likeness, so that you have the ability to make your choices. Some have made up their mind they will never choose God. My prayer is that they will change before they die. They will roast in hell. Hell is real. They will roast in hell fire. Hell is real. To think there is no hell is to think there is no God. So we must cooperate with him. You see, Paul says, see who I was, but see what I have become. The scripture I have not read, which I want to talk about, is in Matthew chapter 6, 32 and 33. Say, why are you worrying? Or from 25. Why are you worrying for food? Why are you worrying for clothing? How many of you by worrying can add anything to your life? Why are you so much obsessed with yourself that you forget that God created you and created the whole universe? No wonder everybody is your enemy. No wonder the people that get envious of other people, they are obsessed with themselves. Say, how many of you by doing that can add anything? Say, but you see, what you fail to realize is that your father knows everything you need. He knows everything. Didn't he create you? He created you with desires. Although some desires happen because of association. So your ability to have desire is because you are alive and well. Those who are dead don't have desires, except as in the spirit realm. I wonder what their desires will be. That one is just two straight roads. You can't harass hell, you can't harass heaven, period. You can desire from now till eternity come. You can't change anymore. What is pushing is just taking you along. You can't change anything anymore. Once you pass this realm, you can't change anything. Ask them who have had near-death experience. Hell will be burning like this and it will be pushing them. Go, oh, they'll be shy. Hey, you can't stop it. And on the other hand, because you're a child of God, you have Jesus in your life, boom, angel speaks to you. Ooh, you can't stop it. Devil, no devil can stop it. Both some of the Father, the feet of Jesus. Check the Bible. It is the truth. It is the eternal truth of God. He says, so how many of you have this? And you know, your Father knows you have need of these things. Say, can I advise you what to do? Seek you first the kingdom of God. Seek ye how? Come on, help me. Verse 33, Matthew 6. Seek ye what? Come on, everybody shout first. I'm looking for a husband. I'm looking for a wife. I'm looking for a child. I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for health. I'm looking for. Seek ye first. Now, the one that created the system, that created you, that's sustaining your life, is telling you how to do it. The human beings are funny. They are busy manipulating and trying to create their own way of getting it. The one that can withdraw your life today and we keep it there for the next 100 years. He said, this is how you can make it. You are still struggling and doing your own way. Going your own way. You are smart. Oh boy. Smart girl. Smart boy. Seek ye first. So it brings me to talk about the law of priority. No human being has accomplished anything on earth that does not understand the law of priority. Some don't understand it, but they practice it. Because the truth is this. What you have never become in your life that you know you should become, what do? You start to ask questions. Because you've seen this man become it. One of the tricks is like you move close. You want to befriend him. And it's only, why is he getting close to me? After a while, he begins to understand. He just admires the feat that you have been able to accomplish. And then she's asking questions. She's asking questions. Now understanding is given. Again, that's the law there. What's the law? The law of proxy. If you walk with the wise, this system is governed by laws. What if you keep the company of fools? Destruction. Can you see? Everything is governed by laws. So what are you doing in the company of those who are not going where you are going? There is law of priority. So by the time she understands what it is, guess what? She takes it. She now makes room for it in her schedule. She begins to practice what she has gathered from him. She's practicing it and practicing it. You won't meet her where you met her last year. Jesus says, seek ye first. Can't you see that things have changed? That means you must make room to seek him and make it a priority. That was what Joseph did. Pastor, where did you read that? When Potiphar's wife went there, he said, ha! I'm not a fool. Me okura. That is, I'm not impotent. I'm not a fool. I'm a young man. This excites me. But you know what? First priority, it is sin against your husband. It is sin against God. Number two, it is sin against your husband. I won't do it. You know what? Those who have priority lists, check from professionals, and those who have studied this area, the 20 top most priorities in their lives govern the rest of the 80. Governs, in fact, defines their values. Say, God, help me. Let the Holy Spirit remain my priority. Because that was what Jesus said. You are asking about the kingdom, you will receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come, said, go and wait until you receive power. Kingdom, all those ones are secondary. The first thing is the Holy Ghost. Priority. Oh, I feel the fire. So they are planning against you, they are planning for you. Priority. But we found this in the life of this man. Not I, but the grace of God. But you see, I didn't take it in vain. Hello? Priority. Now you can appreciate why that scripture. And I, since the day I heard, for this reason rather, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom all the families in heaven and on earth is named, that he will grant you, that he will favor you, actually, with what? To be strengthened. How? According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. How? With the Holy Ghost in your inner man. How will he strengthen you? Strengthen you with what? Might. How? With the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. How? In your inner man. Ladies and gentlemen, you are charged on the inside. How? With the Holy Ghost. If it's my priority, I want to see this every day. So Holy Ghost, charge me. Charge me. Charge my inner man with might. Might will manifest in the physical. Because I am loaded with might by the Holy Ghost in my inner man. We live inside out. And Christ lives in my, dwells in my heart by faith. That's why I say, greater is he that is in you, that is in me, than he that is in the world. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Rooted and grounded in love. Able to comprehend with all saints the length and the breadth and the depth and the height, and know the love of Christ that passes human knowledge. And you are filled, I am filled with all. Come on, somebody say all. All the fullness of God. Now it appears to his ability. According to the power that dwells in you, he will supersede anything human mind can think. Receive your miracle. In the name of Jesus. For every great leader, you define your reality. You will know the truth. The Bible says the truth will set you free. Go check the word. He said you will know reality, and the reality of the kingdom will set you free above all the jabba. So you can see what we see, what determines the shield of faith. Strengthened with might by the Holy Spirit in the inner man. Now you understand they that know their God. They will always do exploits. It's a year of exploits. In the name of Jesus, I say you are favored. In the name of Jesus, you are favored. You are wise. In the name of Jesus. In fact, let me put it the way it sounds, my spirit man, you are favored and you are wisdomed. In the name of Jesus. I say you are sustained by the presence of God that is mightily present in you. In the name of Jesus.